I'm Michael Fullilove, Executive Director of the Lowy Institute, and we're here to introduce some of the findings from the 2013 Lowy Institute poll. The poll is the Institute's flagship publication. We've been running it for 9 years now. The idea of the poll is to introduce some actual facts and some data into the discussion about what Australians think about the world. And I'm joined here today by Alex Oliver, my Lowy Institute colleague, research fellow and author of the 2013 poll. Alex, what are the most interesting three findings out of this year's poll?
For me, Michael, the three most interesting and perhaps significant findings from this poll are voters' views on the election, their views about government responses to terrorism, and finally, Australia's relationship with the United States and China.
And on this strategic triangle between Canberra, Washington and Beijing, the really striking finding for me is that the vast majority of Australians, 87% in fact, think that it's possible to have good relations with both Beijing and Washington, which is quite a feat of statecraft to pull off.
It is. And then when you ask Australians which relationship they think is the most important, that was another really interesting finding. Yeah. More of them said the United States than said China. And that's despite the fact that Australians think the Chinese economy is by far the most important economy to Australia. Mm. And that's a gap that's widened between the Chinese economy and the United States economy since we last asked this question a few years ago. So there's a huge difference between the way they look at the relationship in economic terms and the way they look at it perhaps in security terms.
What about Australians' views on which political party would be better at managing the range of foreign policy issues?
Ah, well, we asked a new question this year, obviously, in the lead up to the election, and we asked voters which party, which political party they thought would do a better job of handling 8 key foreign policy issues. And of those 8, on 5 of them, Australian voters said that they preferred the coalition to handle those particular issues. So they were ranging from things like managing the economy, foreign investment, asylum seekers, the relationship with the United States and Australia's security. On 3 other issues, Labor led for 2 of them. So on the issue of managing relations with China and managing the response to climate change, they did lead the coalition, but by a much smaller margin. And then finally, there was one issue on which there was no clear leader, and that was managing relations with Asia. Mm-hmm. So yes, on the election results, if they were to be decided on the basis of foreign policy, then it would be the coalition's win.
Mm. The final result that I think will be very interesting to people, given that there are all these revelations about NSA activities in the United States at the moment, is that we asked Australians about the balance that the Australian government has struck between fighting terrorism on the one hand and protecting civil liberties on the other. And intriguingly, 68% of Australians think the government has struck the right balance between those two things. An additional 11% think that if anything, the government has lent too far towards protecting civil liberties.
Which leaves the final around 20%, only 20% who think that the government's gone too far in the fight against terrorism.
All the results of the 2013 Lowy Institute poll are on our website now.